just read to you Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are ways of death. Clearly, this scripture and many other proverbs like its kind are teaching us that our ways truly are not the Lord's ways. That is foolishness for us to consider ourselves wise without divine guidance, without basing our opinion, on the Word of God. Because what happens to many of us is that we love ourselves so much and love our opinion that even when the Bible is condemning our own sinful perspective, we refuse to change. Because of what? Self-love and evil wisdom that you think you've acquired. That leads to people twisting the scripture to their own destruction. People mangling the scripture, misinterpreting the scripture. That's why we have so many denominations in the world. Somebody would just wake up and start propagating some doctrine. And like I've said once before, no matter what kind of doctrine that you propagate, you're always going to have followers. Even if you said today that this Jesus has just landed in Oak Cliff, and you start fellowship, you know, people will follow you and believe you that Jesus just landed in Oak Cliff, because people just want something they want to hold on to, and they hold on to it tighter than they want the real God. That's the problem. We quickly reject the true God. Man doesn't want to be controlled by the true God. We don't want to be controlled by the Bible. Rather, we want sometimes to control the Bible. We want the Bible to do to help us, you know, to live how we please, but not the Bible to tell us to live how he wants us to live. That is the problem. And you know, many of our opinions, we pick them up from the world. The jacked up opinion that we have or sometimes hold up is because of what we have heard from somebody, or our parents told us, or maybe tradition, maybe cultural, maybe something you watch on TV, and that thing just sits into your soul and you listen to it, or even going to, you know, a church that is not preaching the truth, that they just all of a sudden drop a little bit of heresy and you pick it up and you hold on to it even when you see it black and white in the Bible. You don't want to change. So our ways, like the Bible says, is not the ways of the Lord. And that we should not lean on our own understanding. Because when we do lean on our own understanding, when we see our ways as being wise, without divine guidance, it leads on to destruction. We see so many characters in the Bible that lean on their own understanding, that somehow they were meant to be great, but somehow their mind got twisted. Somehow they deviated from their purpose. that God had brought them from the world or to the world. We see that character in Samson that we read earlier this morning. Samson was ordained in the womb, which I believe just him and John the Baptist and Jesus were the only three throughout the Bible that were ordained in the womb to do exploits for God. Yes. Samson was specifically brought to this world to deliver the children of Israel from the bondage, hard bondage of the Philistines. That is why God created the man. And he was told his parents, that is why he is coming to the world. You, Manoah, you have been barren. If you had any other children, it would not make sense. But I preserved you for this boy and this boy only, that he may come and serve me and do my bidding. Samson was the strongest man in the world. Nobody could have defeated Samson. Even United States of America, even Russia. If Samson was to wage war with America, he would beat them hands down. Because his power was from on high. He didn't need F-15 bombers. He didn't need the Humvees. He didn't need the Uzis. He didn't need no Tomahawks. He didn't need that to destroy the Philistines. And certainly he will not need that to destroy America or Russia. He will get inside of this Dallas, Texas, and people will be dropping like flies. That is how strong Samson was. Because God had created him that way and endued him with power from on high to deliver the children of Israel. And we read this morning how, what? He tore a lion with his bare hands. He killed a lion with his bare hands. He picked up the gates of the city upon his shoulder and walked up a hill. How strong is that? He uprooted, yes, the gate of the city and picked it on his shoulder, exhibiting God's divine power upon his life. He killed 1,000 Philistines with jawbones, with just jawbones of an animal. So he was very strong. He was made to be strong. He was made to conquer. He was made to defeat. He was endued with serious power from on high. He was endued with serious power from on high. So, we see that from then on, things began to fall apart with Brother Samson. He became wise in his own ways. He began to think the power was from him. And he began not only to think that the power was from him, and he thought the power was for his own consumption. For him to do, use the power of God as he pleases, like we see today in the church. Men of God manipulating people to take money, because that's the bottom line. The manipulation that you see from the pulpit is just to get your money. So Samson began to toy around, trifle with the anointing of God. With who? A woman. How many great men in the world today have been brought down by women? Even today, a man is about to be brought down by a woman, the Supreme Court nominee. A woman. Samson literally destroyed his own life He killed himself due to pleasures of sex. Womanizing brought Samson to nothing. The man that God had ordained to serve him and him only, the man that God has ordained to deliver his people from bondage. And what did he do? End up just being selfish, thinking about himself. Because when we get involved in those kind of stuff, we are thinking about ourselves. We're not thinking about the purpose for which God had created us. Samson fell and he died shamefully. He died in the hands of the enemy. What am I saying to you? Brethren, we are our worst enemy. Man's enemy is himself. Truly. Satan will not take you out. The world will not crush you. The devil has no power like that over you. That what gets us is self. Self-serving, self-deceit, self-destruction, selfishness, self, self, self. He destroyed himself with Delilah. How dare you, Mr. Samson? Revealing the deepest secret in your heart because of sex. Is that not the same thing that Esau did? Just because he was hungry, he sold his birthright. Do you blame God? You blame yourself. When we don't take things of God seriously, when we do not depend on God and only God, when we begin to reason with our intellectual minds, forgetting that we are spiritual beings, that God is a spirit that dwells in us, that what you see in the physical is not real. What you see in the physical is not real. But what happens in the spirit realm is what matters. So if you disconnect from the spirit realm, being disconnecting from Jesus, from his word, you are being wise in your own eyes. And it leads to what? Death. Look at the litany of men in the Bible that self-destruct. Powerful men like Samson. Time will fail me if I was to name all of them, but I'll give you a few. King David, the man that slew Goliath. The one night of sex, of adultery, brought him to nothing. Just one night, he almost lost the kingdom. He was on the run from his own son, King David. His own son, Solomon, that knew what happened to his dad. And his dad warned him. Said, man, don't go this way. Fear God, and your kingdom will be established. What did he do? My daddy had 10 wives. For me, I need 1,000. He had 300 wives, 800 concubines. I don't know how he satisfied all those women. I cannot, that's beyond me. If he even, remembered all of them. He was a busy man in what he should not have been busy. He was called to what? Serve the children of Israel, to rule the kingdom. But now he's diverted, distracted. He now has to manage all these women. Because one woman is a handful. Now think about 10,000 of them. He was busy. So the kingdom suffered. Leads unto death. When God told Adam and Eve that if you eat this fruit, that you're going to die. They ate it. Some people say, oh man, they didn't die. But they died spiritually. When we are dead spiritually, it's worse than physical death, because you are separated from God. That's spiritual death. You are separated from your maker. It's like today going to a foreign city without a GPS. And you got to get somewhere. When you are separated from God, because he is our divine GPS. The ultimate GPS. The most accurate, the only accurate GPS, because what, you know, a GPS, they mess up. They could direct you, or they can make you go all over where you should have just made a left, you know, at Coit. It takes you all the way to Forest and then cuts you back, you know, to Coit. But God is not like that. He is sharp, accurate, and right on the money. Never near misses with God. It is us. Noah, a man that took how many years to build the ark, did all that and rained. For the first time, rain came down on earth, and he was the only survivor. What did he do? End up drunk. Laid naked. And his sons came and saw, you know, mocked him. Why he's drunk? Being wise in our own eyes, doing what we are not supposed to do, not leaning on God, trusting in God, obeying his word to the very last letter. It leads to shame, embarrassment, and ultimately death. When you are wise in your own eyes, when you think, I got it, when you think, I know this, don't tell me. And even the Bible is screeching at you, say, look, stop. I am the Lord. Be still and know that I'm God.
Hallelujah.
But you're still running, trying to fix it yourself. It's going to lead you to nothing but confusion and fear, to multiply your sorrow. Lot. Mr. Lot. There he was. The entire city of Sodom and Gomorrah was about to be destroyed. God, by his infinite mercy and love, rescued him right on time. Even while God was trying to rescue him, the angel was trying to rescue him, the Bible says he lingered. The angel had to pull him. Say, come on, let's go. You're running out of time. He lingered because he loved Sodom and Gomorrah. He loved the pleasures that the city was providing. And there was him and his wife. The angel gave perfect, specific instruction. Go, don't look back. Let's go. And they started going. And what happened? The wife looked back, being wise in our own eyes. Who is this angel to tell me what I can do, what I do naturally? What's wrong with me looking back? Is that not what we do? What's wrong with me looking back? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Can I not just look back? Can I just look back? Even though the Bible said, don't look back. Don't do it. Who are you? You know better than God? By no means. His instruction, the Bible says, may look like foolishness, but that his foolishness is better, is wiser than the wisest man. The foolishness of God is wiser than, you know, the wise man. Than the wisdom of man. Yes. The foolishness of God. Don't look back. And man, brethren, we look at Lot's wife and say, man, why would she look back? But that's what you do in your own capacity, in your own ways. That's how you disobey both God and the authority constituted to be over you. Because you are wise in your own ways, your own eyes, like the Bible said. You are wise. You are wiser. At least my brother here, he said to me, Pastor, now I've learned something. Whatever you say, I don't argue anymore with you. I just say yes. Because everything you told me has happened. Everything. That's what he says. And truly, because I've been warning, sometimes I warn him, I say, man, don't do that. And he just, and then he blows up in his face. And then, so when you are wise, wiser than God himself, no man can help you, my sister. No man. God himself can help you. So, Lot and his children, they kept on going because mom is gone. They couldn't rescue mom. She became a pillar of salt. Who wants to deal with that? Man, I'm out of there. I'm out. I'll keep going. You know, what am I going to do with pillar of salt? Yeah, good for nothing. Except, you know, a monument. That's what you've become, a monument. And Lot, thinking he has escaped himself. Oh, yeah, with my daughters. Yeah. And then he went because he was a drinker. He liked to drink. Because if he did not have alcohol in the house, yes, that thing would not happen. What you bring into your house, they would pick against you one day. Mm-hmm. They will rise up one day and fight you. Yes. Especially, yeah, I tell my brother that. I said, man, the day you will say, man, I want Jesus, some of these idols will rise up against you. So why are we always thinking that we know better than the Bible? Because anytime you act contrary to the word, you are saying, I know better than this book. Even with specific instruction, even with right now that I'm teaching, preaching to you, you step out of that door, you do contrary to what you just heard. As if it doesn't matter. And then when those demons start attacking you, and oh, Pastor, you know, you need help. When somebody else should have been prayed for, now we're spending time praying for you. We spend more hours with you, you that have been here for years, the new ones are now standing in line. When you should be helping, praying for the new ones. But because of your wise ways, your evil wisdom, that's what I call it. The world wisdom is evil wisdom. Because of your wiseness in your own eyes, you keep on bringing, taking people backward. Remember that sister that we used to pray every time? The same problem. As soon as we pray, and then one day she bluntly told me, say, well, Pastor, I do it. I know the church is going to deal with it. Yes. I just go there. I know, you know, if anything happens, the church is going to deal with it. evil wisdom. Now, I don't know what church is dealing with it for her. So Lot got what? Drunk by his own daughters, and they slept with him. They slept with him and created two nations, Ammonites and the Moabites, that fought Israel up to today. Because of one man's what? Foolishness. Abraham, our father, yes, got wise in his own eyes with his wife, Sarah. The Lord has just spoken, Abraham, don't worry, you will have a child from your own body and from Sarah's womb. Don't worry. Now sacrifice for me. And he just did that sacrifice. The very next chapter, he sleeps with his, you know, maid. Who does that? You. You and I. Just after you've read the word of God, after you've heard the teaching, you just go out there and mess up and do completely contrary to the word of God. I say, oh man, be careful where you go to. And now you're thinking, oh man, I got this. And you step into all these places. The moment all of those places you go into it, you are initiated. Thank God it's not like some of the voodoo priests in Africa. Because the door, those some of those voodoo priests is like this. But this door. So once you go in, the God is down there. So once you go in, you have to bow in like that. You've already automatically worshiped that God without you knowing it. Yep. That's how it works. That thing is sitting right there in front of the door. So as soon as you go in, it's good. And then before the voodoo priest starts talking to you. But then why then do you read the Bible if he's not gonna obey it? When you see all the examples that God had dealt with. Ananias and Sapphira, that they died instantly, just lying, being wise in their own ways, thinking they could pocket the money that God had given them for the service of the business of the kingdom. And we do it. And we try to squeeze that scripture. Say, well, the Bible says one that the money hears, he could have kept the money, and God didn't mind. That Paul said, when the money was with you, you should have kept it. All of this so that you don't give money to the church? What's all this fight? Evil wisdom. Being wise in our own eyes. The Bible says what? It leads to death. That is why so many of us are miserable. Because we have gone contrary to God's ways. And there are consequences. No matter what you think is happening to you, it is because of your sin. Because you have disobeyed the divine order. You have despised the word of God. You have made yourself Lord. Because I know you are claiming he's your Savior. That you've made yourself Lord over God. Evil wisdom. He said there's a way that seemeth right in a man's own eyes, but leads unto death. Some translation says leads unto destruction. Don't think you've arrived. Don't think you know it. Humble yourself. Stay humble. I standing here, I'm still learning. I still ask questions. I still, wrestle with some scriptures to make sure that I know what I'm talking about. Some of us, we take up scriptures and you mangle that scripture. And you don't even know that you butchered the scripture, that what you are saying makes no sense. Truly. That you've misinterpreted that scripture, you've misunderstood it. If only you be humble, the right understanding of people will point it out to you. Evil wisdom. So my question to you, my brother, my sister, what is it today that you are wise in, that you are not depending on God? What is it today in your life that you're looking back that you can say, man, this was not divine? Because probably that's what's got you where you are. That's what you are serving the hard bondage that we prayed about. That's why you are sorrowing. That's why you have sorrow in your life. So it's for you to examine your life. Are you leaning on your own understanding? And by being in denial that you're not. Thinking that, okay, every time you pray, God gives you an answer. You know, whatever comes into your heart, that's God speaking. That's what some of us do. You just go, yeah. Okay, something comes into your heart. Okay, that's the answer. Who said so? You think God speaks minute by minute to everybody or to you? That's why he says, wait on the Lord. Why would scripture say wait on the Lord? Because he delays sometimes. So you just don't go 30 minutes prayer, you know, blah, 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 and then you came up with the answer. We have to be patient with God and listen. Yes. And trust in his ways. The Bible says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh his enemies to be at peace with him. That is not just your enemy, your friend, but everything in your life. If your ways are pleasing to the Lord, everything in your life bound to line up. That's what the Bible, the other implication or application of that scripture. You will receive favor when your ways are pleasing, to the Lord. Don't you think so? When your ways are pleasing to the Lord, or when your way pleases the Lord, that blessing will come. Favor would follow, mercy, peace, joy. But when your ways are jacked up before the eyes of the Lord, that's what you get, trouble everywhere. When you move ahead of God, trouble everywhere. When you think you know better than your pastor, trouble everywhere. When you think this book, that you can take some, or, sift through it, pick the ones you like, and the ones you don't like, you put it aside. When you do that, trouble is awaiting you. So what is it in your heart? Because it is you that is the problem. Not so much the devil. If the devil is troubling you, it means you have opened the door. All these issues that I've named to you, look at all the problems that people have brought upon themselves in the world. STD, AIDS. Why would you go for AIDS testing if you're not having illicit sex? Why would you worry if AIDS are killing black folks of age 34 through 64. Why would you fear when you hear that statistics if you're not doing something wrong? Marriage, divorce, is because folks have chosen their own ways, not the way of the Lord. That's why there's divorce. When both couples submit themselves to Jesus Christ and obey the word of God, the marriage will stand.
Amen.
The marriage is bound to stand. When a marriage is not standing, it's either both are not Christians or one person is not a Christian. But when two Christians, real Christians, are married, the marriage is bound to stand.
Amen.
Because it will not be your own ways anymore. It will be the ways of the Lord.
Amen.
So when we have divorce, it's because we have gone away from the way of the Lord. So let us depart from our destructive ways and return to the way of the Lord. Don't die like Samson prematurely. Don't die like Samson in the enemy's camp. God forbid. Don't kill yourself. Samson killed himself. He literally killed himself. And I believe, I'm just saying this, you know, I believe the reason he wanted to die was they took out his best weapon, his eyes. So he couldn't check out women anymore. You know, he knew his life was over. If he can't look at women, it's okay, Lord, it's time. Take me out. So what is your problem? What is your situation? What are the ways that you know that you have gone away from the ways of the Lord? You know it. You know things that you're doing that God doesn't approve. Anger is not the way of the Lord. Bitterness is not the way of the Lord. Unforgiveness is not the way of the Lord. Not being a submissive wife is not the way of the Lord. Not being a loving husband is not the way of the Lord. All these things cause problems in our lives, brings sickness, brings headache, brings stress, because you are not lined up with that word. Because he has said that when your way pleases him, he will make you happy. When your way pleases the Lord, joy will come, peace will come.
Yes.
So depart from that wide and broad way and enter into the narrow and straight gate. You need to, because that wide way and broad way is not the way of the Lord. But the straight and narrow gate, that's where the Lord dwells. Because that one, you can't make a U-turn. Just keep on going. But the other one is like 190. At night, you can swing around. You know, when, yeah, because there's less traffic. You can't do it on 635. But on 190, George Bush, you go by 1 a.m., not many cars are there. So you can make a U-turn there because it's broad. You try that on 635, I'll be visiting you at a funeral home. So, brethren, every Sunday you hear the word. No doubt. Truly and truly. So what is your response? Just going to be a listener? Just going to dismiss it? I've heard it. Sound like the same? But the Bible is the same. Every is the same theme. Yeah, it's the same. Everything that I just read to you, you read it, it can be tied to that scripture or these scriptures. You need deliverance. You need to change your ways. Truly. You really need to pray. As we go into the season of prayer from tomorrow, you need serious praying for God to change your ways for good, so that you become a real matured Christian, a pleasant Christian to be around, that people look forward to talking to you on the phone. You don't talk to somebody and then get depressed. Yeah, after you hung up, you're like, man, what was all that? Because he was devoid of the Spirit of God. The conversation was not edifying. You are not a blessing to the body of Christ. Folks should, after they hang up, they be like, man, yes, they should be rejuvenated. They should be happy. They should be comforted. They should be stronger. Not when they hang up. Oh my word. Check yourself. Your ways. Brethren, don't look at to your left, to your right, to your north. Look at yourself. First and foremost, deal with yourself. Ask God to make you a true born-again Christian. Don't worry about what other people are doing. Don't worry about whether people love you. Don't worry about whether people favor you. Don't worry about whether people speak to you. It doesn't matter. It's you and God only. That's what matters. I was telling a sister, I said, even like now, Bro Marshall, I cannot control what he would do, what he can do right now, what he can say to me, or any one of you. I can't control that. But I control how I react to it. Amen. I control if I want to listen to it. I control how I process it. So no excuse. Oh, he did this to me. Oh, he did that. He did that. Well, yes, they did it to Christ. Who are you? They did it to Jesus. So you too are supposed to go through it. That is the way of Christianity. That is the true work of being a Christian. So that's what we are saying. Work on yourself. Work on your ways now that you have heard the word of God. That the Bible says all ways of man are clean in his own eyes. But the Lord weighed the Spirit. And then there's another one. He says, all ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weighed the heart. So there's a litany of all these things about our ways in the book of Proverbs. Because the man that wrote it, Solomon himself, he knew he was out of line. His ways were not very right. That's why he had the experience to write, put this for our own help. Would you change? Would you promise yourself, not me, that you're going to change today? That you're going to look at your ways? That you consider yourself in your marriage? You consider yourself in your relationship? All your relationship? As a daughter, as a son, how you relate to your parents? Because those are all the ways that the Lord is looking at. If you don't change, you have no recourse but ultimate judgment from God, the wrath of God. What example are you living? Brethren, this is a serious matter. It's a serious matter. As we rise to our feet,